Time magazine has named its person of the year, or rather persons, President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. Time's editor-in-chief writes the pair was chosen for showing that the forces of empathy are greater than division. And of course, people have a lot to say about this. Let's bring in Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English, for more. Welcome, Femi.
Thank you. Hi, Tonya.
Time's short list for Person of the Year included the Movement for Racial Justice, President Donald Trump, healthcare workers, and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert. What kind of reaction are you seeing on social media about this choice?
Sure. Well, this is a historic Time selection of a president-elect and a vice president-elect weighing in on that selection. I found a post that was so popular, more than 8,000 people liked it. It's from Gray Connolly. Doctors, nurses, emergency workers spend almost the entire year trying to fight the worst pandemic in a century, with many dying in the process. And you award this bauble to a man who spent the year in a basement and a woman so unpopular she did not even make it to the primaries. 8,000 people agreed with that comment. Elsewhere online, there was a confusion between Time Person of the Year being two people. That's easy. That's very easy for me to clear up. Sometimes that title can go to a group or even an idea. One more reaction. I'm going to give this one to Michaela Rose, who posts, "This will not age well, Tonya."
Oh, wow. You know, I'm thinking about something, Femi. There's so much fanfare about these announcements every year.
Yeah.
What is the actual significance of Time picking a person of the year? I mean, we talk about it a lot, but what does it mean, if anything?
Well, there's more than just a cover. So if you're actually reading in a hard copy or reading online in Time, there are deep dive essays and films. For instance, Guardian of the Year goes to the frontline health workers, racial justice organizers, Athlete of the Year, LeBron James. Business Person of the Year, Eric Yuan. If you don't know who he is, he's the billionaire CEO and founder of Zoom, right? Yep. And then Entertainer of the Year, BTS, the South Korean K-pop group. You know, Tonya, that young people who are fans of K-pop are now screaming at the radio because I said BTS. I did it twice. But that is why it's...
Don't do a hashtag of BTS. They'll follow you forever.
Yeah. Then your tweets will never be seen again because the fans will be out there. So there's a much deeper dive. There's a much bigger conversation. And I particularly like the conversation that was going on at Tonya Mosley, where Tonya said, "Who do you think will be Person of the Year? Wrong answers only, please. Go see that. You will be laughing all weekend."
Don't you love it? Some of those responses are just hilarious.
Really good.
Something else I want to talk with you about that's getting a lot of buzz online. Ben & Jerry's has teamed up with former NFL player Colin Kaepernick, who is still unsigned after he kneeled for the national anthem. They created this new flavor, Change the World, spelled W-H-I-R-L-E-D, with Kaepernick's portions of the proceeds going to, to Know Your Rights Camp. What are people saying about it? And how does it taste?
All right. Okay. So let's just imagine this. Cookies and caramel, sweetly melting in your mouth, and then each scoop laden down with fudge chips, graham cracker, and chocolate cookie whirls. And then if you're a vegan like Colin Kaepernick, no problem. This is a non-dairy dessert. Now, not everybody wants social justice dished up with their ice cream, so there's some very bad ice cream puns. But I'm going to give you the last thought to Jason Maxwell, who saw the snark about Ben and Jerry creating activist ice cream and said, "I wish I could say I'm surprised at the number of people who are just now realising B&J's political stances, but I am not." I mean, how do you not know before this that B&J is a very liberal company that has taken multiple public stances like this? And good on them for doing it. Now, if you like the sound of Change the World frozen dessert, it's going to be in your local ice cream cabinet from 2021.
Femi Okeh, as always, thank you so much.
You're welcome.